Hey, this is Gail. Dinky Dunn.
Hey.
Hey, LeBonc. How are you?
Good. How are you?
You know, if I were any better, I think they'd put me in the loony bin. I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Tired. I just cut about 9-10 yards with the rain not letting me cut this week.
Oh, man. Was that today? Just today you did that many yards?
Yeah, well, I did. Knocked them all out before show.
Oh, wow. Are you Army, get more done before 8 a.m. than most folks get done all day?
I'm up at 6, so technically 5 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, wow. You're an early riser, too. I get up at 4 every morning.
Just, you're insane. I went to military academy.
You went to military academy. You did then.
Yeah, NOMA, the New Orleans Military Maritime Academy.
Nice. Well, thank you for your service.
Oh, no, it's school, high school.
Oh, gotcha. Wow, how was that?
Annoying. I was cadet leadership. I'm cadet sergeant major.
And you didn't really want to be, or what?
No.
Gotcha.
We all grinded for the first 3 years to get the leadership position, but once we got them, we all looked dead on the inside. Just from looking at our eyes, we just looked like we're all dead. They're like, so is that what happens when you get leadership? Like, yeah, pretty much. You stop caring and your insides just die.
Wow.
After 3 years of trying and not getting it.
Wow. They push you awful hard then. Well, it sounds like you push yourself hard.
Yeah. Let's see. I got to school four field trips for this year. They didn't have any field trips the last 4 years for anybody. Be about 4 field trips for each grade. There's a new food service that allows you several options. It's all cooked right before you eat. Fresh everything.
Wow.
Pizza, 3 different types of hamburgers, and whatever they cooked that day.
Wow.
And that's for anyone who's vegan. I also got a fundraiser, so they're expanding a little more. They're going to redo some more redecorations and all that stuff for the school. They also got a new set up, I did a bunch of things, but like, I was just like the president. I got a school president.
So you're done now though, you're helping him out.
Yes, I'm done.
Well,
I'm going back over
nice
again.
Yeah.
Well, final year, everybody's like, hey, you got all this stuff, we finally got it. I was like, oh really? I was going to spend 4 months in that office getting all that stuff.
So now would you send your kids there though?
No.
No, okay.
You're wearing military uniform that makes you sweat, even in the cold?
I'm sorry, say that again? You broke up on me.
I wouldn't want to wear a military uniform again in the sweat, and I'll be sweating in the cold with that thing
on. Yeah, I bet.
If you put both the boots together, they're 10 pounds.
Oh, man. Well, I was Army. I did my basic training at Fort Jackson in South Carolina, and that's hotter than Hades and humid and yuck and
Louisiana. You can take a guess what we call cold.
Yeah, you got it worse. You got it way worse. Wow. Well, LeBlanc,
I was also a Spartan.
Oh, cheapers. Amazing. Well, you are definitely a go-getter then. Now, I'll round us back up to business that we probably should talk about business. What I'll do is I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you, and then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us.
A month?
What's that?
Is it 200 a month?
No, not necessarily. No. It actually depends on, I know John had some questions for you, just to kind of get us headed in the right direction, but it depends on which package we end up with, what's going to work out best for you. So, it looks like you didn't have, you don't have a website yet, right?
No.
Okay, no worries. Let me check on that. That might be something we can help with. We don't do websites for just anybody and everybody, and we don't do them for the public, but let me see if I can get one done for you. If I can, it won't cost you anything. And then it sounded like you had a Facebook page. So I was looking to see if I could find you. I found a LeBlanc's Lawn Care and Tractor Services, but they're not in Marrero. No, I didn't think so. How about...
You could probably look on my page and go find it. You look at my Facebook.
Do I have time trying to find is your Facebook there, hon? What's it called?
My Facebook is... My name's Peyton LeBlanc. P-E-Y-T-O-N. It has a dog picture on it. It has a dog.
Let's see. Is it just a puppy dog all by itself, laying on its side?
Yeah.
Sweet looking tan color puppy with a white chest.
Yep, that's me.
Awesome. What a sweet looking puppy dog. I'm gonna get
That's 120.
120, nice. Yeah. You're definitely a dog lover.
Dogs and entire family.
Oh wow, that's awesome. Hey, I love fellow dog people. We've got a tiny house and three dogs of our own. So yeah, I wouldn't know what to do without our four leggeds. Now, okay, so you've got a personal page. Have you done any like posts from that looking for business for your business?
I have a marketplace, LeBlanc's Lawn Service is the exact thing.
Cool. Okay. Perfect. All right.
I'm trying to get more people to come hire me. We're at 30 yards.
Okay. Awesome. Oh, so you can take on a bunch more then.
I got two riding lawnmowers, four weed eaters, and one heavy duty edger, and I got like 12 trailers. All I need is another truck, another blower, and
nice.
I can start going.
And how about some extra help? You got that too?
Oh, I got that covered always.
Awesome. All right. Perfect. And then I didn't find a Google business profile for you, LeBlanc. Do you have one? Or is it filed yet? Nope. Okay. No worries. All right. We'll get that going for you for sure. We don't charge for it, neither does Google. So we'll get it going. So first thing we'll actually do is we're going to close down the lawn service, lawn care category from Marrero, and that's closed for a 50-mile radius. So in that 50-mile radius, your company, LeBlanc's Lawn Service, is the only company that we're promoting to the first page of Google. So we're going to put you right in the map section. Now, you can travel that entire 50 miles if you want to, but what it means is in that 50 miles, we'll never be working with any of your competitors. So if, what are some of the folks down there? I see Saving Green. I see...
Yeah, here's the thing. This is what's happening with a lot of lawn care. So I really would recommend going around looking here. A lot
What's
of them
that?
Are dropping yards without saying anything. Customers are getting very pissed. The reason
Ooh.
I got in 3-4 weeks and got so many yards, I haven't picked any yards up this week yet. I haven't even tried to.
Okay.
I've been keeping my fins turned off. 7 lawn cares quit without sending notices. One quit and fucked up like 800, like there's like 800 yards right now looking for people
Oh.
that are messed up yards.
Out of
everybody that quit and just drop yards. But they don't say anything. That's what's happening.
What the heck? What?
And people don't want to hire me because I'm not LLC. I'm not insured yet because I'm trying to pick up enough yards to fully insure myself because I only make so much.
Sure. Well, and that's, you know, that won't be a problem. Google doesn't care if you've got your insurance yet or not. So this might be a good way for you to pick up that extra business that also doesn't care. So being on the first page of Google, right in that map, when people are looking for lawn cutting, grass cutting, lawn care, we use all of those services that you offer as keywords. So you pop in that map for all of them. So what those folks more look at is, are you legit? In other words, do you have a website? Do you have a Google business profile? Do you have a couple Google reviews? And Google reviews, we can help you get. That's a piece of cake. No problem there. And Google doesn't care if you've got your insurance set up or your licensing set up, your LLC. So that'll help you get some more of those. Then you can do all the rest. So I get it. You know, starting out, it's kind of hard to get all of that done right off the bat. So you'll be the only company.
I mean, I'm used to it. I started a business at the age of 15, and in the first month, I sold it for $10,000. It cost me $0 to start it.
Wow, nice. Well, and you seem like a smart business owner.
I sold it for $20,000, but me and my partner split it.
Nice. Well, you seem like a smart business owner, too. Like, you got a good handle on things, for sure. Absolutely. So, now, I did notice that you're on Angie's lead, your home advisor. How's it working out over there for you?
A lot of them, well, here's what's happening. I'd rather people just directly call my phone because I'm trying to get in contact with these people and I got to compete with other people. And I'm probably losing more money right now than I'm earning.
Gotcha. I've heard that before.
It's a fact.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's a fact. I'm still getting yards. That's why I'm keeping my leads off until I start my profit goes back up. Because each month I basically make three times how much I put in as long as I don't take any yards.
Wow. Now, so you're not.
Call me. I don't gotta worry about anything. I want at least 30, 40 calls a month. And out of those, I want at least 75% return rate of people.
That's reasonable. Okay. So I'm making note of all of this 40 a month.
Yeah, okay, I'm trying to get up to 80. If I can get to 80, I will definitely buy myself a new riding lawnmower. And
that'd be sweet.
I'll carry the van and the truck if I have three cars.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm selling one of them, and I want to train the van in for a truck. If I do both that, get a truck, I'd repair the few boards I need on my trailer with the new riding lawnmower, and now I'll give me enough of equipment to where I get 80 yards. Okay, now I hire my dad full-time with me. We cut.
Perfect.
We cut. And now I'm just waiting to pick up, another few more yards. Once I get to, a certain amount, I hire someone to go work with my dad. And that guy, I get another truck, and I buy the next equipment I need, and then we start going for another team.
Okay, I'm tracking. I got you. Yeah, that's smart. Very smart plans. Okay, nice. That's got to save you some money, and then they're just exactly what you want.
Oh, yeah, because trailers are like $20,000 just for the one
I
need.
No way.
Because this is what's happening. Everything's in high prices right now for anything construction and metal-wise. So automatically to build one costs triple the price right now, and they're selling it for triple the price.
Wow, that's incredible.
It's probably $5,000 when it's normal prices. Right now, everything's up price. Just for a small, lightweight trailer, it's extremely expensive.
Wow. Well, Peyton LeBlanc,
you got
a good plan. Look, I talk to people who are 50-plus years old, and they don't have nearly the plan put together that you do. So that's awesome.
I come from the military academy. I was a head marksman with a head strategist. And
there you go.
Nice. You're not 60 steps ahead. You're fixing a lose.
Yeah, exactly. So what will happen then? Do you prefer to be called Peyton, or do you prefer to be called LeBlanc?
Peyton.
Okay. Peyton. My name is Gail too, by the way, if I didn't say that. So first thing, we'll get Marrero shut down, for your category. Now, that means we're not sending those leads or calls out to your competitors. The other thing it means is those calls go straight to you. We don't filter them or screen them or make them fill out a stupid web form. They just call you directly. So you turn your phone off if you got too much or whatever, but you know that they're going right to you. And we don't charge by the lead or the call or the click or the whatever, the job. Leads and calls, clicks, jobs are all unlimited. It doesn't matter if you bring in 40 new yards or if you bring in 84 new yards. It's all the same. and everything is on a flat monthly. And I think, you know, just getting started out and the way you've got your plan set up, I think what's going to be perfect is that map programming for you to get you to show up in the map for your services. So now,
can I make sure the map says I don't take New Orleans yards?
Oh, you can turn down New Orleans all day. We don't care.
No.
You can turn down Baton Rouge too.
Because this is what happens in New Orleans. Not only do I got to deal with four-ish and extreme traffic, but all the roads are being repaired. All of them.
Oh, fun
so
times.
I pretty much almost damaged my van trying to go check out a yard.
Oh, no. Yeah, no.
So
you can turn down New Orleans.
And almost everybody in New Orleans has a house for some reason in the lower Ninth Ward. And that's like an area you got to have your gun with you, armed, ready to shoot.
Oh, wow. That bad.
The police don't go in there. The police don't
go
there.
No kidding.
They're not.
Yeah, no worries.
That's why I'm like, I don't want to take nothing in New Orleans. So they'll always say, yeah, I'm in New Orleans. I'm like, what part? I need to know exactly what part.
Sure. Wow.
I need the street name, everything. I need to know if it's in Lower Ninth Ward, 6 blocks away from Lower Ninth Ward. Because I don't take anything away from a mile from Lower Ninth Ward. I'll take Gretna, but I won't take anything like a distance across the river, like, you know, the little river, Mississippi River. I won't take anything near it because my stuff will be stolen. It only takes them a few seconds to get in the lower Ninth Ward before it's lost.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Yeah. And you know what? The more I think about this, I'm torn, and maybe you can help me with the right direction here. So there are two packages I think that would be good for you. Maybe we can figure out together which one would be better. Being you've got a really good handle on your business. So the one package I'm looking at includes Facebook advertising every month. So we would pay for and run.
Facebook. I was having Facebook advertise for me earlier. I set up for the only $5 a day, and they're charging me $15 to $20 a day.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So we make sure you don't go over. We know how to do that. We'll also write those ads and target them so we can stay out of the areas like the lower ninth and into the areas that you prefer, you know, closer to home, whatever, more affluent neighborhoods, things like that. We can really drill down and get those specific areas that you don't and stay out of the places you don't want to. So this is it's a very rigid $100 a month. So you won't go over, believe me. We make sure that you don't. So that's one option. Now, the package includes 100 a month in Facebook ads. And, oh, I should mention to you too, everything is on a month-to-month basis. We don't lock you into a contract. We just don't believe in it. We believe in doing our job to continue earning your partnership month in and month out. So, and everything is a true flat rate. You won't ever pay a penny more than the rate I quote you. So I'm just going to go ahead and apply your new in-business discounts here that John asked for you. So the Facebook package, so this will put you on the map section. And I did hear back from my techie, too. We can build a website for you. It'll be on a .com or a domain name, something that you like, something that works for you. So it is its own website. It's not like a page on Angie's or something. It's its own website. So we'll build it and host it for you, no charge. And so now that one with the 100 a month in Facebook ads, with your new in-business discount, so let me see. Normally it retails at $5.99 a month, but with your new in-business, that gets you down to $3.49 a month. So that's my first thought. My other thought is maybe we start out without the Facebook ads and just work on the map programming, so getting you into that map section for all of your services, and then worry about Facebook later. And that is a literal dollar-for-dollar trade. So with your new in-business discount, and we
Here's my question.
Yeah.
Can we start putting my stuff up for next month, because I already spent my budget for this month on Angie.
Gotcha. So because the listing is exclusive, what happens is they open our listings in the morning and they tell us, you're working the Marrero area today, and we have to call the businesses in that area looking for just one lawn care company because we can only work with one. So either the listing sells or they close it down and all of our discountability goes away and it goes back to retail. So we would have to find a way to get it done today either way. But I'm happy to find out, you know, figure out a way to work with you on it.
Yeah, because I'm, I already spent, like, literally, I mean, I started the 25th with them, spent 200, and, like, something with them, like, 300, basically 300 for a year membership with Angie.
They drained you to top that off.
And, yeah, but I've gotten, like, enough jobs from them to where it pays itself off.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And I put $750 in for, you know, job listings so I can get leads. Mm-hmm. And I bought a package deal for $1,000 of credit.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
For $750.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, I guess that's okay.
Pay for it. It's just I can't pay for, like, you know, I can't go $600.
Oh, no. No. So it is on just a month-to-month basis. So you never pay for more than 1 month at a time. So no matter what, today we would just need to do first month and then the one-time setup fee.
Can I
get and that's
business's name so I can check?
Absolutely.
I didn't get up there.
Absolutely. In fact, you know what? Let me pop in here real quick. I'm going to send you a text real quick. Just let me get over there. I got to get the right screen. I had the wrong screen up. I assume that this is also your cell phone.
I got to make sure it's not a, you know, because people can easily hook that up and like, oh, yeah, let me save this.
Oh, I know.
And then see if we can.
I know.
It's so normal. I have to, I got to put you through a Google fact checker just to make sure.
Yep. You bet. No, I know. There are a lot of fakes out there. Absolutely. And truly, there are actually only a handful of Google Premier Channel partners out there like us in the country. Everybody else is just some dude in their mom's basement that claims they can do what we do. So there's my contact info.
And then
I'm going to send you a link to, right, to our site. And then... So that second text that just came to you, if you open that page, scroll all the way to the bottom, click on the little Google box, and then watch your address bar. It's going to take you to google.com, and then, I don't know, 9,000 digits behind it. But it'll show our company and that we are a Premier Channel partner.
Google partner. And business partner at me to learn more, be found. All right, so give me a second just to look it up here. So
you got it. I'm happy to hold tight.
Let's see, Local Splash is a partner of okay, let me, I forgot I have my keyboard in Japanese, and I have no idea what I chose.
Did that mess you up a little bit?
A little bit, just a little bit. You know, Japanese is, I haven't set the type in Japanese, so I have no idea. Local Splash has successfully managed thousands of Google ads according for local businesses. Take this opportunity to put your community in front of a very targeted audience that is ready to buy. Let me see if this is it. Local Splash. Yep. Okay, yeah.
Cool.
I'm seeing it right now.
I'm glad you checked. Cool. I really,
a lot of people just like, oh, cool. And then they get scammed. I'm like,
I know.
Money.
I get it. I totally get it.
I'm right now. I see you on. I'm even looking up Google for these partners, and you're on there.
Trust but verify.
You know, everybody's like, oh yeah, let me here, take my credit card. Oh wow, why do I have $5,000 missing out my credit card? I was like,
right.
Yeah, never again.
I
lost my credit card a while ago. It was like a year and a half ago. It fell in my back pocket. And
someone
all over New York and went to Gucci and bought themselves a couple $600 worth of stuff. And I was like, I got the car locked immediately when they spent it. The doors got locked on them and the police arrested them.
Nice.
Yeah, my credit card was missing, buddy. I had a warrant and everything set. The second I noticed it was gone, the first thing I did, phone, everything locked. Call police immediately. Notify me within an hour, even if it's 1 a.m.
You know what happened to our
they
daughter?
They called me like 5 minutes after. It was like 7 p.m. way after they closed.
Oh, man.
There's a support team. Like, we found the people that stole your credit card. And
wow,
I knew it was
coming
anyway in the mail. So I said, can y'all just have them shred that credit card then? And everything inside it, even if my ID's in there, just have them burn it. I don't care.
Wow.
I just need it all gone, shredded. Because I'll have my information in there, my social security. So what they did is they put my wallet with everything in it.
Oh, man, your social too?
It was written down in one of my things that, you know, I had them shred the whole thing because I didn't want no one having it.
Yeah, good thinking. Very good thinking.
And I locked it all up. I was like, I just got everything redone. A month later after that happened, I was like, yeah, all right, done.
Well, I'm glad they caught him.
It didn't even take one day for them to be dumb. They go try to spend over $600. You might have got away with, like, you know, $20-$30. It would have slipped past me. But as soon as you decided to do $600,
that's
five red flags above my head.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Well, I don't remember purchasing anything with a card. I just lost of $600 in Gucci.
Yeah. No doubt. When was the last time you shopped at Gucci, Peyton?
Never. Oh my God.
Exactly.
The majority of my gaming set was free. It's a $4,000 gaming setup, and it was free. Free.
Nice. Nice.
My brand new furniture is free. If I told you how much I spent in my room's equipment, like everything in my room and clothes, I'd probably only say $3,000, and I got probably about $13,000 worth of stuff in here.
Wow. That's amazing.
And all of it's new.
That's cool. You can't beat that.
I even got four different suits. Like, and I all of it free. I got me my Galaxy Watch. I got so much stuff in here. Like, it's crazy.
Nice.
So yeah, I'll definitely be able to give you my card as soon as I remember where I put my wallet.
So we checked out all right then.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you want to do that $349 Facebook included package, or do you want to look at something with a lower price tag on it?
I could definitely do it next month. You can always do it next month when my money's back. But this month, I need to rebuild my cash because my dad put some money in there too with me to start us off.
Let's do this then. Well, one of two things. So either maybe you could tap your dad, have him give you a short loaner so that you can get into the Facebook package, or we can do the package that doesn't include the Facebook, still does everything else we talked about, still gets you in the map, and it's a given that 50-mile radius is closed, so we don't even need to talk about it. But it still gets you in the map, still gets your website built and hosted, all of that, clicks, leads, calls, unlimited. And it's a dollar-for-dollar trade. So, in other words, I take the Facebook $100 out, and it's $249. So then, today you'd only have to cover the $249. Yep, $249, exactly. And then either package, there is a $99 one-time setup fee. It partially covers, lamely, covers the programming that we have to do, and then you never have to pay that again. It's just a one time. So it is just that flat rate, regardless of which package you choose.
That.
It's going to be exact.
Let me see how much I got, because I think I just deposited like a few checks in my bank.
Okay.
Because I got some people. So here's my question, though, because I could pay that much, and I can only get, like, 1-2 weeds from it. I want to know what the rate of calls I'm going to receive on average.
Gotcha. I'm glad you asked. So let me give you a timeline. So there's a set order that we do things in, of course, for expediency and so on. So in the first 7 business days, between 0 and 7, we'll say, your reporting dashboard comes online, which I hadn't even touched on, and you get that no matter what. So that's an area where you can log in and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed. You can retrieve phone numbers if you missed a call. You can upload photos. You can make changes to your website if you'd like to. If you don't want to mess around with website changes, we'll do that for you. And then we get all of your directory submissions done. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, and we write the content for you on Bing. Yellow pages, white pages, up to about 60 different directories that we'll get you out to. So that happens between 0 and 7. And then from 7 to, we'll say, 14, so about 2 weeks. Oh, also in that first 0 to 7 is your onboarding call. That's a sit-down with your tech, and it's just over the phone. But it's a sit-down with your tech. She is going to do quality control on all of the information I took down. So keywords, business spelling, areas, all of that. We want everything 100% before it goes out of here. So zero typos. So they'll do quality control, get you into your dashboard, show you where to upload photos, go over what you don't want or what you do want on your website, come up with domain name ideas, help you with logo if need be, things like that.
We do need a logo. And I have one in mind. Just, I'm an art 3, technically an art 4 student, but here's the thing.
Okay.
Do I want to go on the computer, graphically hook up a pen to a board, start trying to design this, and then you're transferred? To be honest, I can easily do it. I just don't want to spend 8 to 10 hours doing it. And
you bet.
You see, I'm not trying to. I don't have the pen equipment for my tablet to do it.
Oh, gotcha. We can help you with that.
I can do it quickly, but my tablet's not good enough.
Gotcha. Nah, no worries. We can help you.
That's exactly what I want, too.
Yeah, we can do that for you. We do it all the time, and no charge for that either. So, let me see. So then, 7 to 14, your web page will come online. And then typically in that 7 to 14, we would start running your ads, whether they be Google ads or Facebook ads. So since we're dealing with Facebook in your case, your Facebook ads would start running in that time. Now, most of our customers find that their Facebook ads start getting business sooner than the map listing. Reason is it takes us a little bit longer to get all of that programming done, get it over to Google, it runs through their systems, they do their stuff, then they put you up on the first page. So the Google portion,
Everything. Google and Facebook too, all you got to do is post it on my, all I got to do is make one ad off my page that I have already for my thing, and it's going to start going off again. It started to give me messages.
You get it.
The thing is, I was spending like $10, $15 a day. That's a lot. That's a lot.
It was
way more than overcharging me. Because I'll tell you right now, 15 times 30, I'm spending $450 a month. Quick.
Ouch.
And that's not confirmed jobs. That's not even confirming jobs.
Man, that's a bundle. Well, so now you'll see Facebook's results coming first if we do that Facebook package. The Google portion, everything Google, is going to take between 30 and 45 days. So getting you into the map section, we're going to be in month two when we've got that done. And you understood that just because of all the programming. So that's kind of the long answer to when you'll get the leads coming in. If we go with the Facebook package, we'll have those Facebook ads up in 0 to 14 days. So those go up quick.
Yeah, I do. I'd rather do the cheapest package just for this month, and then we can go up to a bigger package later.
Okay,
for the
I'll
next
be
month, because this month I'm already on a thin budget.
You got it.
So we
all
just
right.
bought
so
ourselves a brand new push lawnmower, which is $600.
$249 is the way to go. Okay, perfect. Got it. And then you see, and that was pretty much timeline. 7 to 14, if you've got ads, those will start running. Your web page will be up. And then 30 to 45 days is when you'll start seeing yourself on that first page in the map section.
So is there going to be an app you guys are going to text me, like I can download to check all this?
Yeah, actually, there is an app we just rolled out a few weeks ago. I think it's still in beta, so they're doing applications on it, basically. But the last time I talked to them, like you'd have to apply to be part of the beta test. But they may be beyond that.
To be honest, I could actually give them a few descriptions on how to do it, because when people do with long hairs and all this, They do a lot of things. For example, when doing lawn care, if I want to write this down so y'all can send it to them, there's people who want one-time cuts and people who want constant cuts. The majority of lawn people do not want to ever see a one-time cut deal, because not only is that a waste of time, it's a waste of gas. Because we're going out of our way to cut our average customers that are paying us every week to cut, and then you want to just put them randomly. We don't want to ever see that. We don't want to hear from those people.
Sure. I got you. That makes sense.
Pressure washing guys, they don't care. They want that. Sure. Like I can give you quite a few things to do.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's all different. I can go through a list, and like I can go through telling you for certain businesses, all that. Because I did a little bit of coding myself. I learned, I'm self-taught. I recoded my own. I don't get spam calls. I don't get spam.
Ah, nice. Wow, I need you to work on my phone.
That took me 13 hours.
I have to
rego through the entire coding, and when I'm done coding it, I can still trade it in. I got to code it to look to where it's still their coding, but my coding is inside of it. So when I go to say I'll need my phone fixed or trade it in, they say the contract wasn't breached, and I get a new phone.
Oh, wow.
And when they transfer it over, when I transfer all my stuff or whatever, my coding's programmed to transfer into that phone and reprogram it.
Oh, wow. Wow. To answer your question, yes, we do have an app. It's called our Splash app. So if you were to go to the Play Store, just look up Local Splash in the Play Store. I think you might even be able to download it now. You won't be able to do much, but I think it's there. So that's something that
Play Store. What's it called?
Go into your Play Store, and it's the Local Splash. Just look that up, and you'll find it.
Oh wow, it popped
up. Nelson, did it?
Splash call local services by ads by Google. Okay, put it like this. There's like 17 to 30 apps.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll send you the link. So it sounds like we're getting you set up, Peyton. Are we doing that? Because if so, I'll switch screens and I'll start sending the info to you.
Yeah, I'm set. I'm going to hang up with you today. I'm off.
All right. So let me close that area first. That's the first thing I want to do. I don't want it slipping away anywhere.
Yeah, the competitors just lost.
That would. Yes, they did. They lost today.
Yeah,
exactly.
So pretty much what I'm trying to do is basically not work with Angie V's, because here's the problem. If the lead doesn't answer their phone, and you still got to pay for that lead if they decide to ever answer their phone.
Yeah, that to me that was never right. Not on this planet anyway.
You say we can't do anything about that, but if the lead has previously hired somebody and said they're just looking to get a price, they can probably do something. It's rare. But if the lead is no longer looking for the service, then you may get a credit back, you'll get it automatically. It's so annoying.
Well, and you only get two of those. you only get two of those free credit backs a month, and then they just start telling you flat out no on every one.
It's only one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I only got
bad,
one.
Isn't it?
Only
wow,
one.
And then they just started flat turning you down?
No, they,
wow.
I keep requesting, and they eventually get them all back.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That's...
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I just rather pay for something cheaper and get phone calls and...
Yeah.
I just
well,
don't
and, you know...
I'd rather pay for something. I get my phone calls. I pay the same amount. And as long as I can either make enough to where... If I'm paying you guys, you know, however much it is a month, I'm expecting $1,000 extra yards, like, worth, you know,
yeah.
to come in.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, do
now,
you need to know my exact starting price? Because it went
for,
up.
For...
I
know,
my exact starting price is $40.
Oh, nice. Nice. And, no, we actually don't. So don't worry
okay.
about it. Let me make sure I've got... This is not
because
you.
I'm trying to pick up more yards, but I'm also trying to pick up. A lot of people are like, "Oh yeah, like you know, they have this lot of grass. And they want to cut
mm-hmm.
the other day. There's like 10,000 square feet, and that's grass only. I'm not.
Oh wow.
That's probably even bigger. It's probably bigger. They're saying, yeah, a guy came by saying they'll cut it for $85 with a push lawnmower, and this thing has been cut for 100. I was like, yeah,
dude,
that's hilarious. Yo,
if dude,
you can find
that's
that
fun.
Guy, I like to know his
yeah.
number, and I would like to sit down and talk with him and re-help him
or,
estimate his business.
Or hire him to do your lawn.
Dollars.
That's just crazy. But, you know, there
yeah,
are hacks out there.
Kid. It's probably a kid that they're talking about. It's probably
exactly.
a kid in an area that's talking about grass. And I'm like, okay, then hire him, but he's
yep.
not going to give you a cut that I can give you.
And
see, I got
professional
mulchers. I got chemicals to spray everything.
Well, and as soon as eighth grade starts again, that
oh,
kid won't be
that.
Around.
Yeah, it's probably
oh, wow.
the first lawnmower he borrowed from his dad. That's a self
yeah, exactly.
and a weed eater.
Exactly.
He probably can't even probably use the weed eater at that as well.
Probably.
I could slowly jog with that with the weed eater and make a perfect edge.
Oh,
I haven't
my
cut
gosh.
It for 5 years, and my dad. My dad always just gives me the weed eater to make the edges for a house because I'm just really fast.
Wow, that's awesome. All right, so Peyton, I am going to, let me see here.
Where's my credit card?
I need, why did it wipe that out on me? There we go. What is your email address? Or is that on your, nope, it's not on your Facebook page. All right.
I have one, but hold on one moment, please, because I have
okay.
one, but I'm thinking about switching this one to something else.
Okay.
Oh, done.
No
the
worries.
Community team. So I'm looking to probably use LeBlancPeyton5@gmail.com just for strictly for business.
LeBlanc
this way, all my emails can go.
And that was
yeah.
LeBlancPeyton5@gmail.com. You know.
Gmail.com.
Perfect. Gotcha.
No capitals, no spaces, none of that.
Just, and it's LeBlanc, right?
LeBlanc. The Peyton is PeyTon.
Beautiful. All right. And then the phone number ending in 7498, is that also your business line?
It's my phone number, yeah. It, so they can also
right.
text me, too, if you want to put it on there. They can also text
awesome.
That number.
Perfect.
So it's 504-301-7498.
Okay. Beautiful. All right.
Yeah, sure.
And then I've got your address is as 5902 Railroad Avenue, Marrero, Louisiana.
That's the or Railroad Avenue, that's what you do for mailing. If they're going to look me
okay.
up through GPS, if GPS will be 5902
well,
Marrero Road, I'll use the GPS version.
How far away are those two addresses?
They're the exact same address.
Oh, well then. Okay. So
I live in the old railroad house. Okay, so I live in the old railroad house in the Marrero.
Cool.
My grandpa owns it. So it has a messed up address. So if you would like to put both of them there, that would probably be best to have them both instead of just one.
So I'm actually going to use the mailing address because that's what they're going to look at as far as matching everything together. So if that's where your credit card bill
mailing
goes,
address is how you do through FedEx or send me something. But if you want to look at me through GPS, it's 5902 Railroad.
Okay. Let me see what comes up here.
So with whatever so it'd your be 50
and. What was it for the Marrero Road, 5902 still?
Yeah.
5902. Let's try that. 5902
Marrero.
Okay, so where does your credit card bill go to? Does it go to Railroad Avenue or Marrero?
That, if you're going to send credit card bills to me, that would be Railroad. That's my mailing address.
All right, so we'll go with that. That's what they're going to look at for this part. And then I'm actually going to have them not publish your actual physical address because we nor Google want people to know exactly where you live. So you're going to show up in your neighborhood as a pin on that map, but not so close that some lunatic could come and find you. If that makes sense.
Oh, it's private property. We'll put it like this. We're all hunters.
What?
I guarantee
oh,
you,
yeah.
Downstairs
well,
is a shotgun. You go in the shop, you got four shotguns, a hunting rifle, six loaded guns. And if you got
that
my
sounds
car,
like our
you
house.
Got three handguns. You step on this property and hear a stranger crazy at me, you're going to get licked.
That sounds like our house. I love it. I feel like home already.
We're all hunters. So
well,
same. Street without... I could take the scope off my hunting rifle and shoot you down the street in the kneecap without even hesitating. I was a
nice.
Head marksman. 300 out of 300.
Nice. Me too. So was I. And then I've got LeBlanc's Lawn Care. Excuse me. LeBlanc's Lawn
it's
Service.
LeBlanc. The N C for LeBlanc. The N and C is silent.
LeBlanc. LeBlanc's Lawn
yeah.
Service. Okay. Got
if you
it.
Want me to translate it, the White Lawn Service.
Oh, of course. I should have recognized that. I took French, but I didn't
retain
a whole lot.
Oh, I didn't know that until I took French 1. I didn't know my last name was French until French 1. And oh, God.
Oh,
she
wow.
She always called me the White. She called me the White in class.
The White. That's
I was
funny.
The only white kid in the entire class, too.
Wow. Wow.
So it was really funny. I had like 30 other students just staring at me every time she said it.
I bet.
I looked at her like, I'm going to get you back. I'm going to get you back. I did too. So right before I left, I gave her some donuts. She didn't leave that bathroom for 2 days. I bet.
Oh,
I gave
what
her
did you put in there?
She had like five of them.
Oh, no.
Revenge.
Like,
I was
flash or something?
I was senior prank. Last, yeah, I could. I was the king of revenge.
Wow.
I got every single teacher back. Every single
wow.
one.
All right, so now
if
under
you
services.
Services you pay.
So under services, I'm going to list lawn care, but we're going to break that out. So we're going to say lawn mowing, lawn maintenance.
Edging. Oh. I do gardening. Like I'll replace mulch. But
okay.
Not like, you know, crazy amount. I'll tell that to customers, of course. I
okay.
do bush trimming. I'll trim up a bush.
Perfect.
I will
tree
not
trimming?
Do tree. No.
Okay.
Tree trimming right. requires me getting a ladder, and it's very time consuming.
Ah, gotcha. Okay, so no trees.
And I'm trying to pop and move and just take up money.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, what about, like, installing a flower bed or creating a flower bed?
One second. Let me go talk to my dad to see how difficult that
sure.
would be.
Okay.
I don't remember. I think I did it before, but I don't remember.
No sweat.
Hey, Dad? Where'd you go? Where are you at?
Okay, so if he doesn't know what that is, let me look it up.
Okay, no worries. You do what you gotta do.
I've never heard that before. You just mean making a garden?
Oh, pretty much, yeah. That's all it is.
It's
a
flower bed.
Yes, you pretty much dig up some dirt. I mean, this is from, layman.
That turn the soil over to the depth of at least 12 inches. Add 1 to 3 inches of compost and turn it into a bed. Either cover the bed with a thick 3 to 4 layers of mulch or use weed and seed to help keep. So you just need to make a garden.
Yeah. Pretty much. I mean, that's what I would say.
I can do it. I'm not too sure.
Okay. Well, I don't have to put it on there. I mean, if you're iffy on it.
I do gardening, but I'll redo mulch of a garden.
Okay.
So.
Uh huh. Okay. All right.
I can plant them for them, but I don't know if I can do that. Unless it's there's an out shape already made for it, then yes. Otherwise, because I have to dig up the garden. I don't want to have to do that.
Okay. So, leave it in, take it out.
Take it out. I wouldn't want to do that.
Okay, no worries. And then, let me see, what else should we put? Lawn edging, mulching, bush trimming, lawn mowing, lawn maintenance. I'm going to say weed eating.
Yep. I spray.
What was that?
I spray chemicals, to kill weeds, kill things bad like that.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. What about spring lawn cleanup? And probably fall lawn cleanup.
Fall
too.
Yeah, I'll do spring cleanup.
Okay.
Yep.
And I'm going to say weeds.
Some trees, raking some weeds. I'll do gutter cleaning. I'll clean out a gutter.
Nice. Okay, gutter cleaning.
So that's nothing. Now, getting a ladder, getting up there, pulling the gunk out, and then just done.
Oh, that sounds easy. Now, do you have a pressure washer? Do you do, washing decks and patios?
Here's, my mom said she can hook me up with one.
Okay.
I will talk about adding that on later.
Okay, no problem.
That'd be a winter thing for me.
Oh, got you. Okay. Any others that you can think of? Any other ways to
make money?
Yeah, say that. Services
yeah,
you want to list.
Hundreds of ways, but not anything I can put not unless I start going buy, go get some licenses.
All right. And then, Peyton, I need to set up your onboarding call now. So that is going to be, today is as good as shot. So we'll have to look at tomorrow. So if we block out an hour, it usually only takes 25 to 30 minutes, though. And it's just over the phone. And I've got, looks like every hour on the hour starting at 9 o'clock. Oh, yeah, if you've got that handy.
Let me open up my book. So I got some yards I got to cut. Tomorrow I have Williams. Did I cut Williams' yard? Where's Williams? It takes me a minute to remember where all my yards are at. Because people that are the same name.
Study away.
Oh, Williams, yes. All the way down in Monroe, I have William, 1, 2, 3, 4. I only got 4 yards tomorrow, so.
Okay.
I can take a call. I can take a phone call. Just have to be after 12.
After 12. Okay, piece of cake.
My time, so.
Central? Oh, let's. Yep, exactly. So, we could do. We could do 1 o'clock. How's that work?
Yeah, that's fine with me. Because the rain's most likely going to stop me anyway tomorrow.
Oh. All right.
Yeah, we're cutting out a rough week. Rain just said, fuck you. Mother Nature said, double fuck you. I'm going to fuck you as well.
Oh, too funny. And I do speak.
It's stopping me from cutting a few of my yards.
Oh, I bet. I bet.
But Mother Nature is a physical body. I'd have knocked the snot out of it by this point.
Yeah, I guess.
I could have yards today. I would have put on my riding lawnmower, but I had to use my push lawnmower for 8-10 yards today.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So luckily the self-propelled didn't say I fail.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then, Peyton, I'm going to send you 3 emails. The first one is going to start on the subject line, says Local Splash CIE. And that one is a calendar appointment. So when it makes it to you, let me know. And then if you would hit, there should be a yes, no, maybe option. If you hit that yes, then that'll hold your slot. And then I'm also going to send you 2 just informational, kind of. The first one is more info on that dashboard and analytics. And that one's right behind that first one. And then I'm sending you the exact price and
tag.
Awesome. Can you hit the yes on that for me, please?
Yeah. Oh, is this like a Zoom call?
Nope, it's just a phone call, but we use Google
Friday,
calendars.
August 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Pacific time, Los Angeles.
Yes, you got it. So that's going to be 1 o'clock your time.
I see. 1 tomorrow, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m.
Yes, beautiful. And I see your reply already. Thank you. And then I also sent the exact price and package that I quoted you. And then
somewhere.
What's that?
Oh, there we go. Okay, we specialize in small business gift funds with a blah experience. We are creating new things and big business contracts. $24 monthly, no contracts. One time setup fee, $99 for the pro package. First case. You know what's funny? The exact amount you just charged would be the exact yearly thing you'd have to pay just to use.
Oh, and, wow.
And
just
be a member for the whole year.
That is crazy. And then you still have to pay per lead. That's something wrong with that. Something absolutely wrong.
I should probably program your phone number. Do I need that programmed?
Yes, please do. So I'm the lead on your account. If you ever have problems, definitely let me know.
I
want to know. G A Y L E.
G A Y L E.
Yep. You got it.
I'll put you as Google Helper.
There you go. That'll work. I'll answer to
that.
That
way I know the number immediately.
Nice. And I've got to put this in. I've got to make sure I'm doing it right, though.
I'm tired.
I would imagine. Well, good news is we won't take much longer. Oh, you know what? I better check our time.
I'm going to be watching anime for the rest of the day.
Oh, all right. Hey, Peyton, I'm going to go. Let's hang up, and I'm going to dial you right back. Our phone system kicks us off after an hour, and we've got like a minute and 15 seconds left. So before she kicks us off, I'll just dial you right back. Okay? I'll talk to you in just a minute. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.